And now, more of Totally Fit Radio with Tony and Michelle on AM 560 WIND.
And we're back, and
yes, we
have
are.
On the line with us Barbara Bushman, author of what book, Michelle?
The Complete Guide to Fitness and Health.
I couldn't find that, Barbara. I'm sorry. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you. And actually, we do have the book, and I did start reading it. Actually, we were camping a couple weeks ago, so I did start reading the book. Thank you for sending that our way. And again, thank you for joining us and our friends and listeners out there. So, you want to just tell us a little bit about Barbara Bushman, who you are, what you do, and why you authored this book?
Well, I'm a professor at Missouri State University, and I've been here for, 17 years now. And I'm very involved with the American College of Sports Medicine. I've been a fellow with them since in the late 90s. And the book, ACSM's Complete Guide to Fitness and Health, I think really came from ACSM's drive to take their mission for health and fitness out to the general population. A lot of the focus of certifications through the organization are for professionals in the field, and this book is really intended for the individual out in the United States and beyond who wants to simply improve their own fitness as well as improve their nutritional plan.
And that's great, because actually we were talking about in the last earlier in the show here that I think too many people are looking for that silver bullet approach to overall fitness and health, and whether it's strength training, hitting the bench, or getting on a treadmill, or I'm just going to cut back on my sweets. There isn't a silver bullet. There is a complete guide, and I think what I like about this book is it talks exactly the way we speak, total you approach to fitness and health.
Right. I just wanted to know, in regards to adults and the recommended physical activity, because I know there's always so much confusion of how much people should have or how little or whatever the situation would be. So what is the recommended physical activity guideline for adults?
Well, we can really consider two different levels within the recommendations, an initial target and then, a little bit more of a challenging level. So substantial health benefits can be realized if individuals do one of the following three things: moderate intensity physical activity for about 30 minutes a day, 5 days per week, comes out to about a total of 150 minutes per week, or vigorous intensity activity, 20 to 30 minutes per day, hitting that about 3 days per week, so the target there is 75 minutes per week. Or for those who like to sort of mix maybe walking on one day, jogging or running on another, so moderate and vigorous activity, hitting about 20 to 30 minutes per day, 3 to 5 days per week. And I would consider that sort of the baseline level where we can anticipate substantial health benefits. Now, for individuals who like a little greater challenge, we double those numbers up. Moderate intensity activity for 300 minutes per week, or vigorous intensity activity 150 minutes per week. So, doing something is better than nothing, but that initial target is really where we'd like all Americans to be.
Yeah, and that's exactly it. Doing something. I think a lot of people too, Barbara, you can agree or disagree, think that, if I can't get a whole hour in, it's not worth doing anything today.
If you can do 5 minutes, that's better than 0 minutes. So, I'd like to move everyone up to that 30 minutes per day, but even that, we don't have to do 30 minutes continuously. Research supports the idea of accumulating time over the course of the day. So if we can do 10 minutes when we get up in the morning, 10 minutes at our lunch break, and maybe 10 minutes at the end of the day, not only is it a great way to get ready for the workday and unwind from the workday, it also is going to be improving health.
What do you tell those people that say, I just don't have time? You don't know how many we encounter. I just don't have time to work out.
Oh, we all have busy lifestyles, hon.
And I think that idea of splitting the workout is one way to look at it. For some people, and, as we're looking at our airtime here, getting up a little bit earlier to exercise before the busy schedule of the day takes over works for them. Americans spend a lot of time in front of the television, maybe turning that off, go to a local park, do a dance video with your family, take that precious dog for a walk, he'll love it and so will your heart, and even doing activities within your home if you don't want to join a health club, most public libraries have a whole array of videos and CDs and DVDs that can be checked out, so you can try the latest, you know, power yoga class right within your own home, so you don't have to worry about what anybody else thinks about you either.
So I think she's saying there's no excuses.
Right. I'm on the same page. I'm on the same page as Barbara. Yeah, and that voice on the other end of the line is Barbara Bushman, author of A Complete Guide to Fitness and Health, and we're talking about making that lifestyle change, how to incorporate exercise and into your busy lifestyle as well. You know, Barbara, I saw that you had mentioned a fitness ID. You know, what is that and how does that work? What is your fitness ID?
Your fitness ID simply reflects a person's fitness status. So in the book, readers will discover, develop, evolve, and personalize their fitness ID. And the discovering really occurs by learning about those latest fitness guidelines, and readers can quantify their own fitness level using some of the basic fitness assessments that we outline. The next step is to develop that ID by looking at how we can incorporate exercise for cardiorespiratory fitness, muscular fitness, and flexibility. And within each of those, we want individuals to develop their ID within their own way of life and what represents their personal interests.
So you're...
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say. So you're saying that looking at that guy in the gym who's you know who's about 240 pounds of nothing but ripped muscle and trying to mirror what he's doing isn't right. We're not all exactly the same.
We are very individual, and that fitness ID is not static. It changes over time in different age groups.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, as you saw in the book, it starts out with youth all the way to older adults.
Right.
Yeah.
And we really do need to look at how we can balance the different components of our exercise program. And even in special medical circumstances, we personalize it because situations arise like heart disease and high blood pressure and cholesterol and arthritis and, you know, other situations like pregnancy mm-hmm. or, you know, needing weight management. So each person is very unique, and what we've attempted in the book is to help the reader discover, develop, evolve, and personalize their own fitness ID.
Right, just like your ID and your wallet, it's going to change over the years. You know, new picture, your
more
fitness
money,
ID,
less money.
No, just kidding. Just the fact that the picture changes.
Oh,
your personal ID, your ID is going to. Work with me, hon.
Sorry.
You're screwing up my jokes.
I don't get you sometimes.
So you're speaking of that balanced fitness program, because that's what we're talking about here today, is that an overall balanced program and that you know, it's a multi-pronged approach to fitness and health. What are some of those components and how do you incorporate them?
A complete exercise program, as supported by the American College of Sports Medicine, has cardiorespiratory activities, resistance training, and flexibility exercises. And those cardiorespiratory activities, sometimes we refer to them as aerobic exercises because they require the body to take in and use more oxygen. So activities like walking, jogging, cycling, swimming, you know, more competitive sports like tennis or basketball. Resistance training, we focus on muscular fitness, and so we're looking at putting a stress on the muscles. That could be lifting weights, could be using the resistance bands.
Mm-hmm.
Even body weight exercises like push-ups and sit-ups are great. Flexibility is where we're looking at stretching, typically static stretching, or even dynamic stretching where we're moving a joint through a range of motion. So like arm circles would be an example.
Especially great before any kind of activity, doing dynamic stretching.
Right.
Before heavy activity.
And for older adults, we'd also put in balance exercises where we're challenging our center of gravity as something that would be an important thing, especially when we're looking at fall prevention.
You know, I think those last two, the flexibility and balance, are just things that are so often
neglected. Yeah.
Overlooked, you know, when you're, you know, you kind of just we're kind of people watchers at the health club now, you know, obviously as people and professionals in the industry, it's just you scratch your head sometimes watching people exercise, and you want to say something, but you're like, you know what, yeah, you know who, you know,
it all depends.
Who am I? So, I'd like, if at all possible, I'd like to carry you over into the next segment, if that's all right, Barbara.
That'd be great.
But before we do that, you know, we've got about 45 seconds. How often do you get all involved in nutrition as far as one of the balanced fitness program in your book? I haven't got to that section yet, so I'm not sure.
Well, we need to get you in there because nutrition is definitely reflected for all the different age groups as well as sort of overall program of healthy eating reflecting the Dietary Guidelines for Americans.
Sure.
Just came out in January of 2011. So,
maybe
current as can be on the nutritional aspect as well.
Okay, good. I didn't want to miss that one. Key element as well. We'll be right back with Barbara Bushman coming up after the break.
Welcome back to Totally Fit Radio with your hosts, Tony and Michelle, on AM 560 WIND.
All right, just so there's no confusion out there, you know, remember this, we're kind of, what we're talking about here today on Totally Fit Radio is a balanced fitness program and realizing that it is truly a multi-pronged approach. And as Barbara Bushman, who is our guest this morning, is talking about with us and talks about in her book, A Complete Guide to Fitness and Health, it's important that you're looking at the cardio aspect, strength, flexibility, balance, as well as new nutrition. Have I hit everything, Barbara?
I think you've gotten a good summary there. The physical activity and nutrition, that combination is just really a winning duo.
So, you know, before we went into the break, we were talking about nutrition and how important, I guess the question I have for you is, how important is it to make sure you're looking at the labels, the food labels, and what are you really looking for?
Food labels are just such important windows of information and give a quick look at nutrient content of the item you're looking at. In particular, I'd recommend that people take a look at serving size and the number of servings per container, because your serving may not actually be a single serving when you look at what you're putting on a plate, at least for me. So like a typical bag of microwave popcorn, many of us would consider that my single serving when actually there's 2 to 3 servings in that bag.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the first thing to take a look at. And then calories and calories from fat. And in particular, we want to try to keep saturated fat on the low
end. Absolutely.
There's areas that we probably want to limit, the total fat, the cholesterol, the sodium, and then other areas that are good typically to increase in our diet, like fiber, the vitamins and minerals. So you can take a look at the percent daily value that's listed on the label to give you an idea for how a product fares for a given nutrient. Typically, when we're looking at a percent daily value of less than 5%, that's considered low in a particular item. 20% or greater is considered high.
So in your book, this will teach people how to read labels then? There's a section, right, that helps them?
Exactly. There's an entire chapter specifically devoted to nutrition, and it's also infused through all of the other chapters. But it goes through and points out how do we look at a label, how do we calculate out our own caloric needs, mm-hmm. as well as how do we break that down into percentages of carbohydrate, fat, and protein in the diet.
What are your thoughts about wine as far as nutrition? Because now that I'm sitting here thinking about it, I know exactly where over the week when I said told you we were on vacation,
okay.
And we ended up spilling a bottle of wine on the book. Not
okay.
the whole bottle, just part
no,
of it.
No, because it was in the camp, it was in the trailer, and then it got jostled around and it leaked out of the thing off on the book.
So you're not anti-wine,
are you? No. You're a purple book.
Your cover
now.
Your book's purple.
Part of it's purple. Well, red wine, is apparently what you were consuming. You know, there are some health benefits that have been found with wine. Typically, the recommendation if a person doesn't consume alcohol that they don't just start for those benefits.
Right.
But for individuals that do, typically women, making sure we're looking at no more than one drink per day, and for men, mm-hmm. two, and that's more based on body size than anything. It's unfortunate that you spilled the wine on the book, but
it's exactly just get
different beverages. The red wine probably wasn't too bad of a thing.
Right. No. So when we talk about that nutrition and obesity, how does can you explain how obesity increases a person's chance of developing certain diseases such as diabetes and hypertension?
Definitely. And first, let me give you a little perspective on the numbers. They're a little bit overwhelming. Just reading a little bit more recently, two-thirds of Americans are either overweight or obese.
Mm-hmm.
And when we're looking at hypertension, we're looking at about 1 in 3 adults, so that's another 73 million. And diabetes affects about 24 million, and another 57 have blood sugar levels that are higher than would be normal. So obesity has a definite link with development of type 2 diabetes, in particular the upper body fat stores, that apple-shaped physique. Hypertension or levels that are approaching hypertensive levels are also more likely in individuals who are overweight or obese. So although the numbers seem a little bit depressing and distressing, I hope that all of your listeners are encouraged that obesity is a risk factor that we can change with the two components that we've been discussing. So, you know, age we can't change. We can't change our family history. We can't change race. But physical activity and diet can be modified to help improve and to promote a healthy body weight.
And, you know, when you talk about age, it also helps us improve, you know, the way we age and how we feel and function as we age. You know, one of the biggest things that drives me nuts when I hear people, when they're smoking or they're eating bad or they're living a horrible lifestyle, is they say, well, see, you got to die sometime. We're all going to die, you know, But it's like, yeah, but how do you want to feel?
Yeah.
How do you want to function your final ten years? What is your quality of life? You know, as we age, and that's one thing I don't think people take into consideration. Barbara, we have a couple more questions for you, but we do have to go to a break right now. Would you mind sticking with us for the next segment?
That would be great. I'll look forward to it.
All right. Thank you. This is Totally Fit Radio right here on AM 560 WIND. When we come back, we're going to continue our conversation about living a healthy lifestyle and how that looks and how that can make you feel when we come back.
Totally Fit Radio is on the air, and here are your hosts, Tony and Michelle, on AM 560, WIND.
And we're talking with Barbara Bushman, author of A Complete Guide to Fitness and Health. And before the break, we were talking about aging and aging, hopefully gracefully.
Right. Hey,
Barbara, along those lines, you know, arthritis is a big thing that I think a lot of the aging population has to deal with. What are some suggestions for exercises do you have for people with joint pain, arthritis?
Optimal benefits related to arthritis pain, the real key is to include exercise on a regular basis. Some of the studies have shown immediate decreases in joint pain after gentle exercise, and even greater pain reduction for individuals who participate on a regular basis. So, again, it goes back to the idea of a well-rounded exercise program done consistently. So that aerobic exercise, resistance training, flexibility, all those are included as being recommended. And in particular, the aerobic exercise helps to improve circulation to the muscles and joints, helps to lubricate, get nutrients to the joints. So those are important factors for individuals with arthritis. Resistance training also is important for reducing symptoms and help strengthening those muscles to help protect joints. The flexibility, of course, is very important because the joint motion can be lost as arthritis progresses. So regular stretching, range of motion activity should definitely be part of their plan.
Well, in talking about older adults, what would you suggest for, you know, help them prevent falling? Because obviously as we age, the fear of falling.
Yeah, balance issues.
Definitely. And really the key, as you stated in your question, is on the prevention aspect. So we'd rather prevent a fall than to deal with the circumstances that can result. For individuals over the age of 65, 1 in 3 adults will experience a fall each year. So definitely very prevalent, and, you know, those lead to hospitalizations, even death for older adults from the fall. So having sufficient strength is really a key factor, as well as balance. So resistance training should be a component, those balance exercises to deal with sort of the feedback from the muscles to the brain, to help us maintain balance. And then also some other things that we probably should be looking at are the effect of medications that can affect perception and balance, as well as other home environment type things. Avoiding those loose rugs on the floor that aren't attached to the underlying surface, no cords across the walkway, poorly lit areas. And I actually read one study that indicated small pets were unfortunately a cause of falls. So,
I know. Sometimes I've tripped over my own cat.
Having a well-trained dog is important.
Yeah, they like to be right under your feet.
Oh, and I'll tell you, my cats, they do not move. They will not move. They're like, well, look at me, so you can go. Well, you can walk around me. I mean, there's times in the dark I'm walking, I'm tripping
over. Well, because they're black and you don't even see them. And you're like, whoa.
Tripping over those cats. And God, I do have the good balance so far. So, I mean, we're talking about the senior population. What about children? And one of the things I know I get questioned all the time is when should I start, you know, especially I'm a sports performance coach and I work with a lot of young athletes. They say, you know, how young, you know, or how old should my kid be before they start exercising or lifting weights?
Well, actually, in the book, we talk about activity being encouraged starting with infants, and we give guidelines for how you can encourage your infant to be moving around through toddlers and preschoolers. When you're talking about resistance training, that's a little bit of a different situation. And starting out initially with body weight type exercises, very appropriate. Resistance training with kids as young as 7, 8 years old has been documented. And the concerns with joint structure won't be there as long as we have a well-supervised program. So I wouldn't turn a young person loose in a weight training facility.
Oh, gosh, no.
But with proper guidance, resistance training rather than promoting injury will help protect them from injury as they move into their sporting and athletic endeavors.
So the whole thing about it stunting their growth is you agree that it's that's a falsity.
Research has not proven that to be true.
So, what else can people find in a complete guide to fitness and health?
Yeah. Really, it gives that comprehensive view and overall program, and the entire second half of the book focuses on special populations. So, having the detailed information on how the general exercise prescription that we discussed in the first segment, how we might need to look at altering that slightly for arthritis or diabetes or high blood pressure or cholesterol. For example, for cholesterol, typically little higher levels of activity will help us to optimize those levels from the general recommendation. Same sort of thing with weight management. What are considerations with pregnancy? So having information on both the physical activity and some nutritional considerations for special medical circumstances, I think is something that's pretty unique for this book that you might not find in other fitness-related publications.
Sure. And where can people find a complete guide to fitness and health?
Human Kinetics is the publisher. The book is also available with all the major online retailers like Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and so forth.
So it's humankinetics.com, correct?
Correct.
And if people want to find out more about Barbara Bushman, how can they find out more about you, Barbara?
Human Kinetics actually has quite a bit of information on the website associated with the book, and there's a little video online interview. So if someone really wanted to know, I guess they could take a look at that.
Sure, and that has some of your other, because you do have some other books, don't you?
Yes, Action Plan for Menopause is another book that I've worked on with Human Kinetics. That came out in 2005, obviously focused on women, and same sort of scenario of...
You need to write a book for men about how to
deal with women going through menopause.
Barbara, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
We appreciate the time you spent with us, and you had a lot of great information.
Great. Thanks so much for
having me. I'm going to ask you to hang on, and we'll talk to you during the break, okay?
Okay.
All right, it's Totally Fit Radio. We'll be right back.